This is Twit.
I finally have the opportunity to do a true review of my new iPad Air 2. You know, it's funny, Leo and I host iPad Today, and you would think, anyway, I've talked about my new iPad Air 2, which has got the gold back, by the way, but I haven't really given it a proper review besides, yeah, look, I've got the new one type of a thing. So what's nice about the iPad Air 2, and this is, by the way, fully loaded. So this is 128 gigabytes. This is the Wi-Fi and 3G model. I use AT&T as my provider. I have a grandfathered in unlimited plan, which I refuse to get rid of, out of my cold dead hands, rather. This also sports Touch ID as well, because it's one of the new models. And man, it's lovely. You know, like I said, it's gold on the back. It's white on the front, because that's just sort of the way I roll. And I, when I first picked it up and held it, against the iPad Air, the original Air, I realized that it's lighter, but it doesn't really feel that much lighter to me. It does feel slightly thinner, slightly lighter, but nothing that I think that I would notice after holding for maybe an hour reading in bed, say, that type of a thing. But that is there. It's negligible to me anyway, but that is definitely there. Now, I do have the Wi-Fi Plus cellular plan, which makes any iPad just a lot more of a mobile product. If you've only got Wi-Fi, sure, there are a lot of places that you can connect to your iPad, but you know, you're not going to be able to whip it out on a plane if you're sitting on the tarmac for a while. I mean, those are the situations that I really think that the cell plan makes a huge difference. That said, though, you know, the iPad Air 2 starts at, what, $499. This model is $829, so that's significantly more expensive for the kind of iPad that I actually want. The base model actually wouldn't really work for me, at least the way that I use iPads now. Another thing about the Air 2 is that it's got it's faster processor. There's more memory. It's supposed to be able to render high intensity graphics much quicker. I think Apple threw out a percentage like 68% faster than the iPad Air. I have noticed very little. However, I also have an old Air that has like 400 apps on it. This has I'm starting over. I've decided to turn over a new leaf. So I have much fewer apps on this particular model. So it's humming right along, but I think that it would probably bog down the same way if I loaded up enough apps that, you know, let's face it, some are sort of sketchy and don't work that well on my new iPad as well. Touch ID is a freaking lifesaver. Now, I've got an iPhone, you know, I'm a Mac Apple person. Everything is either Mac or iOS in my world. And really, at this point, all I need is Touch ID on my Magic Trackpad, and then I'll be good to go. I mean, once you have Touch ID, it's really hard to go back. And that was always something that kind of bothered me. Once I had it on my phone, I really wanted it on my iPad because it felt inconsistent otherwise. Okay, I think you hear where I'm going here with this. I am an iPad fan. I love the Air 2. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Those are the pros. It's fast, it's light. It is the best iPad out there. Unless you want a mini, of course, which is smaller, the iPad Air 2 it's the best iPad you could buy. Absolutely. It's also the newest. You've got the App Store at your fingertips, which is always, you know, if this is your first iPad, that's a great thing as well, because you've got access to all the apps that you might have wanted access to in the past. And on an iPad, many apps, even if they're universal for iPads and iPhones, are just a lot more fun on a larger screen. And then, of course, you've got that Touch ID, and you have the gold option as well. If you want to get fancy, you weren't able to get a gold iPad until now. So that's kind of cool, and I like my gold. I got to say, you know, gold is makes me feel very, very wealthy. The cons, I don't really notice a huge speed difference. And also, it is expensive for the top-of-the-line model, which I have. Like I said, $850. Not everybody has that laying around. That's an expensive gift for someone else or for yourself. So when I put all of that stuff together, I say it's not a try, because I guarantee you're going to love it. If you want an iPad, this is the one that you want. But I think that you really have to take into consideration what generation you're coming from. Do you not have an iPad? Is this your first one? Get the Air 2. Figure out what, if you want the baseline model, maybe you just want Wi-Fi. That's up to you. But this is a beautiful, beautiful device. if you are already in possession of an iPad Air, or maybe you've got a mini and you kind of really like it and you think, oh, Retina Mini, that's all good. If you're trying to convince yourself that you need this, I say hold off. It's not a big enough difference for you to justify parting with that much money. So I said it's a buy. I said it's a buy. But, you know, there are some contingencies involved. So that's where I'm going to stand with the iPad Air 2. It's a buy, but make sure that you are the target audience.